commandment. God does exactly what he wills. Listen to this. I am God. There is no other. Isaiah 46. I am God, there's no one like me, declaring the end from the beginning, and from ancient times things which have not been done, saying, my purpose will be established, I will accomplish all my good pleasure. And Psalm 135 says, God does whatever he pleases. Now, how could God determine the end of human history, the end of his creation from the beginning of it if he wasn't in control of it? And so this, I think, is part and parcel of the very nature of God, which was clearly revealed in the Old Testament, so that this was no surprise to anybody who had a Jewish background and an understanding of the Old Testament that God was in charge of everything. Listen to Psalm 33:11. The counsel of the Lord stands forever, the plans of his heart from generation to generation. His plan, his purpose, working its way through human history. He chooses in the Old Testament, Israel, mine elect. He even calls Christ my elect. And he chooses Christ as his chosen one. He chooses believers today and through all of redemptive history as his own.
And you know, as I study the Gospels, nobody stressed this more than Jesus. And he made it very personal with the disciples in John 15 when he said, you didn't choose me, I chose you.
Absolutely right. He walked up to them in the midst of their life. That's one of the wonders of it. When I wrote the book, 12 Ordinary Men, it was so startling to think that Jesus would have chosen the ones that he did, the no-name, anonymous, unimportant, typical working type people. And he picked them out all the way along the line. He just selected them, collected them, trained them, and sent them out into the world. And of course, it's all summed up in what he said, you didn't choose me, I chose you.
All right. In a sense, though, they might have said, but we did choose you, because there was a choice they made, right?
Yes, but before they could make the right choice, God already had made the choice of them. Then the second thing that had to happen was God had to transform their lives to make them respond to him.
So they chose him because he first chose them.
Well, that's what John said. We love him because he first loved us.
That's exactly right. So you could add John to the list of New Testament writers who affirm this truth.
Absolutely.
Well, we hear a lot about the idea of free will. You mentioned it earlier. Is that a biblical concept at all?
Yes, I think it is.